Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Fame? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. Be the best. Be the skater.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We had a fantastic day so far. Earlier in the day, we had Nyquan Murray, the standout Florida State receiver. He's going to be making his way down to Indianapolis next week for the NFL Scouting Combine, and today we have a fantastic guest, a standout safety hybrid linebacker, and Quincy Williams from Murray State, and very excited to bring him on because of his versatility. He's able to make plays in all facets of the defense. He can blitz the quarterback. He can drop in coverage. He can be a stickler in the defense when you're trying to run the ball. So all those things kind of add up to a very, very interesting guy, and we're excited to bring him on and learn a little bit more about him as we get into the nooks and crannies of what this Murray State Racer standout did. Now, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, or you just simply go to collegeofpro.com, look under the position of the 2019 rankings, and then you'll find their draft bio page. And that will include a bio, their college highlights, their college bio, this, and then obviously the big thing is, you know, their draft evaluation moving forward on, you know, what are the positives that they bring to the table where these guys could be lining up for your favorite team at the next level. So it's an exciting time. We will be arriving in Indianapolis next week, I think on Monday, the day before everything kind of gets started, and then we will get set, and then I think we'll be leaving Saturday of next week. So a busy time for everybody, a busy time for the players heading to the combine. It's a crazy week, but nonetheless, it's a week that had to be made for all these guys. The other guys, they're going to be doing their thing. Some guys are still in school. Some guys are training. And then pro days start. And when you start seeing that list of pro days, it just really, really fast forward to how quick this thing is really kind of getting underway. As, you know, April 25th, 26th, and 27th, you know, arrives pretty fast for the 2019 NFL and draft in Nashville. Now, we are 2 minutes and about 30 seconds into the program. They're 15 minutes. If we do not get a call by Quincy, probably around the 10-minute mark, you guys familiar with the program know that we'll usually cut out and look to reschedule with these guys because we'd like to have as much time with them as possible to learn as much as we can with these guys. And with that said, we got 12 minutes left. So hopefully we get a call in by Quincy and move this show along. Tomorrow we're going to have the Ray Smith, the Boston College lineman, a guy I'm very excited about. And one exciting thing about this year is we've really had some great guests, guys that I was personally excited about, like Derek Thomas, the Baylor defensive back. He'll be going down in Annapolis. He should be a guy that should be very, 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 very interesting to see. I've been told that do not be surprised if he's running in the 4.3s, 4.4s, probably a guarantee, probably be a little bit disappointed in it. Deontay Harris, another standout wide receiver. Quentin Virginis, Pitt linebacker, is having an all-ACC first-team type season. ACL set him back in October. He's rehabbing ahead of schedule. A lot to be excited about with him as well. So a lot to talk about: college football, college draft, NFL, and it's just an exciting time. My favorite time of the year, because this is the time that everybody is kind of on even keel And this draft's going to get underway. And we know this draft is a defensive-heavy draft. We knew that for about a year now, that the Ed Olivers, the Nick Bosas, these were going to be the stars, the big names. But like always, the skill guys, especially the quarterbacks, they're always going to kind of rise to the occasion and get plenty of hype as we move closer. And when you look at the landscape of the National Football League, and the way the salary cap's made with the rookie salary, it's so easy for teams to adjust and prolong the franchise without setting it back by even, you know, by drafting a quarterback in the first round. And if they don't pan out, you can kind of go into the well rather quickly rather than years ago where these guys came out of college for the highest paid players in the league. And some of them were failures setting franchises back with those whopping salaries. But that is not the case. We've even heard rumors, rumblings that with Cliff Kingsbury taking over in Arizona, you know, it's possible that Josh Rosen, who the Cardinals moved up to take last year, could be a guy that they move on from and they go after a guy like Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, Heisman Trophy winner. So those are all the scenarios that start to play out. And if you want to win in the NFL, it's great to have a defense. But we saw in this past NFL season that the Rams had Ngakoue Kongsu and the Defensive Player of the Year in Aaron Donald, and they still couldn't get by Tom Brady and the Patriots. So, you know, quarterbacks are the way to go. It might not be what you want to hear, but if you don't have one, you're not going to be winning for a long time. You're not going to be winning at all. We are under the 10-minute mark. I would love to continue, but again, I want to save this show for Quincy Williams, the standout Murray State Racers linebacker. We'll get him on when time allows. Always, we appreciate listening to the C2P. I'm gonna go get some more.